on 1400 and 93.3. Brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, NBR Electronics, and IT Village. Question about your technical device, your computer, your cell phone? 1-800-749-5936. 1-800-749-5936. And now, your host of Tech Talk, Charles Miller of NBR Electronics, and Charles Mall of IT Village. It's Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. Good morning and welcome to Tech Talk. It is 7:30. Hello, stranger. Charles Mall, how you been?
Well, good morning.
Good to have you back in studio. I know you've been traveling a lot.
I have. I've been out for the last couple of weeks, so I'm back in the saddle this one.
All righty. So where you been? What you been up to?
Well, been up in the Northwest, up in Portland, setting up this classroom with all these Wi-Fi connections so that they could use their classrooms to get to all their stuff.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yeah, they've been really getting into the remote thing a lot, and so it's kind of evolved, just like a lot of places have after this last year. But I've kind of flooded that, the whole floor. They have a whole floor in this nine-story building that, they've got Wi-Fi deluxe.
My goodness.
Yeah, but these neat little gadgets that I put in, they fit on a wall plate. You know, the wall plate, like you have a jack in the wall, like for power. And it's an access point, so it actually, that comes out, and this plugs in on top of it, and it's an Ethernet connection that basically sets up their wireless, you know, in the, you know, so you really don't see anything.
No cables, no mess, it really efficient use of space.
Nice.
Yeah, wow.
It's nice, and the way all those new projectors are working, everything is wireless, so we set up dedicated connections in there just for the teachers, so that they wouldn't be conflicting, because students, they'll soak up all your bandwidth.
So I've been told.
Yeah. So they like all their stuff. Got to have all their stuff handy. So, but up there, you know, it's nice getting gig connections. It's gigabit up, gigabit down.
Oh,
I
wow.
wish we had that kind of service here.
Yeah.
But you can get it, but you'll really pay.
Oh, you'll pay dearly. That is for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, projects galore. Like, I've got two contracts that took 95% of my time here in this month. You know, so here it is, May, and getting ready to go into June. It's not going to be much different, so that's why I haven't had much time to work on my little individual kind of projects, because I've got several of them going. Like, I've got a church where I'm setting up some Wi-Fi, because they're little Ubiquiti Wi-Fi devices. They have this end of life now, so they last. This one has probably been in there for about 3 or 4 years, but now there's no updates, you know, that you can't hardly get them to work anymore. So I'm starting to change things like that out. So just doing the basic maintenance to keep people moving forward.
We take it for granted, you know, it's invisible and it works.
That's right.
Until it doesn't work, and then it's, where is that thing?
That's right. So I've got a bunch of projects like that. So all of it's kind of the invisible part. You know, I'm kind of in the back room, you know, got the keys, like the janitor, you know, coming in the back door, working after hours, so that it doesn't conflict with their business. So, it's busy.
Man, I got to tell you, well, the world of technology, it is always changing. And like you said, you know, sometimes we have to make some upgrades to make way for the technology. Other times, technology is just like too good to pass up.
Well, people like for it to stay still, which it never does.
No.
You know, so, that's a big challenge. So, you know, but there is a time when, you know, you design a good system and you ride that out for as long as you can without making any significant changes. Because if you start just kind of piecemeal adding this, adding that, and it's just a constant, you're always, I call it dinking around. So when you're dinking with this and dinking with that, trying to keep things working. And it's mainly making all these little incremental changes, and you don't know what the effects are.
Yeah.
I'm running into so much stuff like that, like mixing different operating systems. Like, I've got some where the Windows 10 doesn't want to update anymore. It says, okay, what's missing? So now you go through this whole troubleshooting exercise.
Oh, boy.
You know, and find out, okay, there's something missing, because it's getting to the point where you have to have some prerequisites. There's some things that have to be in there, but they don't tell you what it is. You know, they used to just, they would just give you the patch and you'd go on. Mm-hmm. But now you have to do detective work. That's what I've been doing a lot here this last week.
My goodness sakes.
Detective work. So, but that's
time consuming.
It is, but sometimes you just have to take the time. Yeah. There's just not too many options. So yeah, so it's stuff like that. And then some other issues I've been running into with the Office 365. There's a lot of settings now that you have to have because people keep tightening down the security on that Office 365 so that, mm-hmm. you know, to keep people from getting all this junk and getting compromised because, like, what was it? I think my daughter yesterday, she sent me an email and says, hey, it looks like you've been compromised. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, she got this text message that basically said, you know, had her email and it had my contact information, but it was all associated with my hotspot because it had my hotspot number. I never give that number out. So I suspect T-Mobile got hacked. And so now they've got information from that side. And so now, you know, I have to constantly watch my phone now.
Oh my.
You know, so to keep, make sure it doesn't come in that way. Because it's nice having access to everything on your phone, but you need to make sure you know who else has access as well.
Yeah.
You know, and it's these vendors. You got to deal with, you know, like the T-Mobile kind of stuff. You never know.
Mm. Unbelievable. They'll get in anywhere, won't they, these hackers?
Well, it's trying to make something watertight that wasn't designed to be watertight. So, you know, when it goes underwater, you just hope it comes back to life.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You know, getting hacked seems to be going around even more so now. It's like there was a little bit of a calm for a bit. And now we're getting a tsunami wave of hackers, large and small.
Well, the thing is, you know, a lot of these vulnerabilities have actually been defined. It's just the hackers don't find out about it until, you know, when they do, they'll sit there and wait to pounce because it could be a year. Like, as a matter of fact, I think the T-Mobile hack was last summer or last fall. It was a while back. It was over 6 months ago. And now they wait until everybody's back to being comfortable with their environment.
Got it.
Then they'll pounce. So that's ugly.
Yeah, it is.
That's ugly. So how do you prepare for that? Well, you just have to be vigilant. You do your updates. You do your, you know, your protection, your malware, all that ransomware. You have to be ready for it because nobody's going to tell you it's coming.
No. They'll just take their sweet time. Oh, look, there's one.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure enough.
Oh, my.
Sure enough. Well, Charles Miller took a break this weekend
and
went out and is getting some weekends off because he's like me. He stays hooked up so much that it's hard to get a break.
It is.
Like today, this is my overflow day, so I have a full day today where, you know, I'll just have to play catch up because I, you know, people just have issues. And I just put out fires anymore. That's the only ones I can get around to and kind of work into the agenda because It's been an interesting time with all this stuff that just kind of keeps evolving and you don't know which direction.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back with more of Tech Talk. And by the way, your phone calls are welcome at 1-800-749-5936. If you have a question for Charles Walton, fire away. We'll entertain them. We'll be back after this 1 minute timeout.
Smoother, faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone. And we've delivered. Head to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to get the latest version of the KWON Radio smartphone app. News, weather, sports, and community events from KWON have never been easier to access. There's even a button now for you to sound off and tell us what you think. It's free thanks to Arvest Bank and Oklahoma Wesleyan University and available at the Google Play Store and Apple Store from KWON Radio.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Good morning. Welcome back to our Tech Talk program. Charles Moll is with us. And what else we have on our slate for today, Charles?
Well, good question. I like I say, I'm just trying to think about one step at a time, because when I have my list and I see 12 items on there, I just have to figure out, okay, where's my hot buttons?
Get to them first.
And I'll get to them first. Because, yeah, it's been kind of nonstop. But, yeah, I'm trying to do some stuff, too, on my my projects. Like, we have a high school reunion coming up for my high school class, you know, college high.
That's fun.
And that's coming up this next weekend. So,
oh, boy.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But I've been actually kind of getting into my Adobe Creative Suite, you know, which is Adobe's products that all kind of tie together. And that's been really fun to explore. But that's the kind of stuff I would like to do in kind of a group setting, because, you know, when I'm going through these things, chances of me going back the same way is pretty minimal. I just have to kind of run with it. And because I'm getting to the point where I think I need to set up these group settings to help people learn these different environments, because I go in and out of them so fast that it'll help me slow down and kind of soak it up a little more. Because, you know, that's the thing. Everything is so fast now that, you know, you just hold on to your hat and hope it stays there on your head.
You know, just to break it down to the everyday level, people, and Charles Miller will tell you this, they get comfortable with either their computer or their cell phone because they finally figured out how it works. They got it mastered. And then all of a sudden, well, my computer software has changed. Or, oh, gosh, I have to get a new cell phone. How does this start? And you have to start all over again, they feel like. And it gets very frustrating. And that's kind of where we are, because you're even talking about things having end of life with products right now. And you have to kind of start all over again and get refamiliarized.
Well, speaking of that, you know, one of the things that most people seem to be very scared of is going from one system to another, like changing phones, for example. If you go to from one to another, it's keeping all their stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because now you have apps, you've got all your data, you've got stuff on your phone that's not anywhere else. You know, so that's why the iCloud and like T-Mobile has their backup scenarios, so that those things are actually stored in there, and you can bring all the apps and everything down. But you still have to kind of prepare for that. And if you don't really know how that stuff works, it can be, you can lose stuff, you know, because some things just don't transfer naturally. And computers, same way. You move stuff over, but the apps don't move over as natural, because, you know, the applications that you run, you know, might
be specific to what you got.
Yeah. So you have to reinstall it. Well, if you have to reinstall it, I guess it's not that big of a deal for the phones, but the computers, it's a little more complicated. So that's why everything is starting to evolve. Like like Microsoft will have their store, and they're moving everything to apps, because apps are more specific, because everything is turning into this plug-in world where you plug in this module, you plug in, like Windows 10 is the first generation of plug-in Windows 10. Then you add Office 365. They're all like plug-ins. So that's how things are kind of evolving right now. And these subscriptions that never end. I mean, people are finding them on their TVs, you know. Well, they can't get to this because they don't have a subscription.
Yeah, I got that going on. And that grinds my teeth.
Yeah, well, it's just trying to keep up on that stuff. And then to make matters even worse is when you get a subscription, you get signed up, everything's working fine. But say you get rid of your machine or something changes, and you can't turn it off. You try to call somebody, nobody available.
Nope.
And you try to go online, you can't find any contact stuff. So
meanwhile, they're bleeding your credit card for $5.99 a month.
I've had to change, you know, just say, okay, I've lost my credit card, I'm getting a new one, because I can't turn it off. So that's so that's kind of, you know, troublesome.
Angry.
Troublesome, yeah. But anyway, subscriptions, that seems to be the new wave, and especially with the TV stuff. I mean, Hollywood, you know, taking one where they can do maybe two movies a year. You know, Netflix did 81 movies last year. 81
of them.
It's a lot of movies.
It sure is. And Apple's doing the same thing now.
Yep,
Apple. In fact, they're doing that one.
They're doing it here in town, sure enough. Yep, so Apple and then Prime, you know, they're buying MGM now.
So, I heard that. That's so incredible. I can't count that many dollar bills.
$8.5 billion. Yeah, that's a lot of money, but that's how Netflix made so many movies last year, is they just buy companies that are like little film companies and just integrate it into their environment. So they basically just have already established film producers, because now they're all over the place.
No, yeah, and on top of that, the film producers are happy with that deal. They're getting the recognition they feel that they've always earned, and they're legit. Everything's cool.
Yeah. So. Well, the technology to make video and audio is so sophisticated now. The average user can do a pretty professional-looking setup like this Adobe suite that I have. You know, it's another subscription. Mm-hmm. But the quality is just amazing. It's amazing. And then I've got my little camera that does the 4K video, so it'll, besides taking my little snapshot pictures, you know, and the phone's the same way, videos galore.
Wow.
Really good quality videos. We see them all the time. And right now, all these crime scenes are coming to the news front pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a phone that's videoing just about everything.
Wow. You're citizen journalists, as we call it now. Somebody comes up on something, they snap a picture or 10-second or 20-second video, and next thing you know, that's just like having the big guns from Tulsa there with their big high-tech cameras there. You can't really tell the difference anymore.
That's right. Because those high-tech cameras, I mean, now you can buy a $2,000 camera that's, you know, like these $50,000 rigs that they make movies with. So, you know, it's really changing. Just like earbuds, for example, you know, those hearing aids.
Yes.
You know how expensive they are. Well, now the Bluetooth headsets, you know, where you get your earbuds, they're starting to compete in that market.
Oh.
Because, you know, those things are like $20 or, you know, that's a pretty big difference. So that's going to disrupt that industry quite a bit.
I see people with those on, and I wonder, you know, how do you function? Because it doesn't seem natural to me, but I guess if I was 10, 15 years younger, it was like, why not? Hey! Maybe I'm just at that point where I'm not going to stick anything in my ear that doesn't belong there.
I don't know. I like my Bluetooth headset. But on the other side,
everyone tells me it's convenient.
It is handy. Yeah. But, you know, like this set that I've got, it's really nice, high quality, but it blocks out everything. So you don't hear any conversations, which is okay if you're trying to isolate, because it's just like having a regular over-the-ear headset. Mm-hmm. It's got that kind of isolation. And everybody on the planes take them. You know, like these last two trips I took up to the Northwest, it's just like constant electronics in their face. Everybody's hooked up with really nice headsets, but you don't hear much conversation. Everybody's watching movies and getting online and now that, you know, Wi-Fi on the airplane's pretty natural. I mean, it's all over the place. So now you can do your internet. Oh, so people
are doing
business.
I remember they were going to throw you out the back door if you even looked at your cell phone. I remember those days.
Yeah. So it's a different day, and electronics has just kind of worked its way in, and now we have to figure out how to contain this beast so it doesn't take us over. Because you got to turn it off. As a matter of fact, I went to this Japanese chiropractor the other day when I was in Denver, he said, "Well," and he had this little lead thing. He said, "Well, you need to keep something like this close to you because you got all this electronics that's probably not good for your nervous system. So, you know, kind of cancel that out with a piece of lead."
Oh, wow.
So that was different. So,
so how much did that add to your weight when you got onto the plane?
Yeah, the lead's not light.
No.
It does soak up rays. So, you know, it has its place. But anyway, all this stuff that's going on, you don't know the effects.
No, you don't.
And like the 5G, you know, the 5G towers, they're not the big towers that, you know, you see up high, where it's got all this. 5G towers are close to the ground, and they're not that big. So that's really interesting how the 5G has a shorter range, but they have a mesh that they communicate with, you know, to get local coverage, because 5G is coming on pretty strong, but nobody really talks about how it works and what it looks like. And
it's just, oh, I wouldn't have a clue. I had no idea until you told me right there that it was close to the ground.
Yeah.
So I would have thought that altitude had everything to do with it. I guess not.
It's not just point of sight now. You know, line of sight, it was always being the thing for cell towers. If you don't have a good line of sight, you can't get a good Wi-Fi signal or a cell signal. But yeah, these new things, it's a little different beast.
Yeah. Right now, 7:50, we're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back with more Tech Talk after this one-minute timeout.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatandAir.com.
K1 loves birthday. Each morning we announce all area birthdays, and one name is chosen to receive a certificate for a birthday meal. From Dink's Pit Barbecue, Rita's Cocina Mexicana, Pops, Daylight Donuts, or Sterling's Grill. If you or someone you know has an upcoming birthday, give us a call. 918-336-1001 and give us the details. We'll announce their name and maybe choose them as our daily winner at our K1 Birthday Club.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. Our telephone line is open at 1-800-749-5936. Charles Maul in the house, getting techie with it. What else we got going on, Charles?
Well, you know, I found that Amazon has a pretty good deal on software subscriptions for that malware bytes. Like, I think you can get that for like, I think it was like $20 for multiple machines, you know, a year. So it gets it down to like $10 a year. You know, which is pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
One thing I like about the Amazon subscription method, I mean, here I'm downplaying the subscription thing, but it's so convenient with not having to have a CD or, you know, if you buy software, you log into your Amazon account and then it's got subscriptions in there. So they're making that really convenient on now your license information. If you lose your software, you have to reinstall something. You go to the account, go to the subscription, download it right there.
There you go.
So that's pretty convenient.
God, I
so
like
they're
that.
Starting to do stuff like that, which, you know, they're just getting into everything. I guess when you have so much money, you get into everything.
Well, that's how you make so much money. You get into everything.
And make it so easy for the masses to buy your stuff.
Well, we've got a little saying at our house. Every time the box shows up, oh, Amazon, it's the devil. But it got here overnight. It's the devil, because you're going to want more.
That's right. That convenience factor is just kind of trumping everything else.
Oh, yeah.
So what do? You go for the ride or not?
There you are. Sometimes the ride is just there. You got to take it. It's the devil.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've been trying to turn off the news a little more because it's... It seemed like everything is being so controlled these days, and getting away from it, you know, just even for a day or so is so noticeable because it's worked into everybody's day-to-day conversation, you know, all the topics. So I've been exploring a lot of my softwares and stuff and rebuilding my environments so that I can start doing proactive stuff instead of just, you know, break-fix kind of scenarios, because you know, usually I get caught in doing a lot of, you know, putting out fires kind of scenarios,
a lot of techno surgery.
It just keeps coming.
Oh, man.
There's always something. But you know, the thing is like I say, when you design something up front to last, it's like trying to buy too cheap electronics. When it's too cheap, yeah, it's not going to last, you know. It's made to self-destruct.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
I'll go out and buy another. That was cheap.
Yeah, and subscription makes that even more obvious, you know. Oh, yeah, it's expired. Your software just expired, so you got to buy something else. It's an endless thing. But, you know, the security cameras, you know, speaking of technology, like for the home, is so inexpensive now. Yeah. But you really have to watch out how you buy that, too, because, like, for example, if you get a recorder and the cameras, they give you these combos.
Mm-hmm.
If you could store that locally, you know, where you can basically have your video recorded on a machine locally, you know, at your house, it doesn't cost anything. You know, you just buy the equipment. But most of them are going to the subscription model, where everything gets recorded to the cloud, and you're paying so much a month. So that, and that could make a big difference. Mm. Just, you know, depending on the volume that you generate. Because I remember when I set up the, like the new jail, for example, we had like 13 terabytes. It's a lot of storage.
No kidding.
But, you know, we had over 150 cameras. It's a lot of cameras.
You gotta have to have a lot of
bandwidth to cover that. Yeah. Streaming's more efficient than it used to be, but still, you know,
it'll eat up your
your hard drive will still fill up. I think it would last maybe 3 months, and then you have to record over it.
Oh.
So, but 3 months, if you haven't used it in 3 months, you're probably not going to use it.
Yeah, that's usually the case.
But like for these home units, you know, like a couple hundred bucks, you can have four cameras, you can have a recording device that doesn't cost you a subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, you do have to pay, like the Arlo, Netgear, D-Link, they all tied to some service where you have to basically just pay every month. And I don't think that's really necessary, but you know, everybody's trying to figure out how to make money, and that's how they do it.
Wow.
Subscriptions. Never-ending subscriptions.
Buffet line, pretty much, for the for the person who created the subscription.
Yeah. Because the Office 365 has pretty much dominated the word processing spreadsheet scene, you know, so that whole suite, it costs you about, how much does it cost you? Maybe $100 a year, you know, for a subscription. And so it works good, and everybody uses it, and it's convenient. It's back to this convenience model.
Yeah, you're going to pay for convenience one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so convenient.
Yeah, what I like to see is a little storage box that you can store things like your video security cameras, you know, your stuff, and have it back up to the cloud periodically, and also function as a firewall that actually monitors all the traffic coming in and out of your place. Because that's what seems to be obscure. Why do they make that so difficult to do? You know, and you just
now there you are talking logic here. You know, we'll have none of this logic stuff going on here. It makes too much sense.
Yeah.
You're gonna confuse people, Charles.
Well, sometimes you have to stop and think.
Well,
you know, because if you don't, somebody else will do it for you, and you've got a new subscription that you didn't know you had.
And the circle continues.
Yeah, the circle is right. It just goes on and on. But hey, more neat stuff coming out all the time.
Indeed.
But do you really need it? Maybe not. You have to kind of assess that yourself. But I am wanting to do something with more of my group setting. So this weekend I'll kick off some stuff with my high school reunion group. So that'll be fun because I'm going to record all that stuff. I'm actually going to do remote sessions with Zoom so I can have people from other countries, you know, like London, Italy, or, you know, so we can actually have conversations with them. And I'm going to record all those sessions, interview people. And that way, after the fact, even the ones that couldn't be there, they have, you know, they can see what their classmates look like and what they're all about. So everybody's got a story. So I might as well start sharing those. And so I'm looking forward to that.
That is really a good idea. I recently did it wasn't all that recently. It was a few years back, my 40th reunion. And I wish we would have had that technology to hook everybody up to, because that really would have come in handy. You're really going to be giving everybody a treat. This is what I'm telling you.
It's going to be
fun. They're
going to
love it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
All righty. Well, you have yourself a great weekend. And next weekend, of course, is your class reunion. Where can we find you online?
ITVillage.one.
.one. Not org, not net, not com, .one. And that is O-N-E.
That's right.
All right. Hey, thank you very much. Have yourself a great weekend. I know you got an overflow day today, but try to work in some rest, okay?
I'll work on that.
All righty. Very good. Stay tuned. News is next.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON.